has a baby's bottom on the inside, a big baby with a head too big for its body, and a diaper as full as the load you're about to get right now. Robin?
Good morning, Hugh.
Maynard?
Hubert, my man. Robin, hello. Hi.
How you feeling? Huh?
Yeah, I'm upright.
There you go.
Over 500 boats and personal watercraft at the Tacoma Dome Boat Show. Won't you look for the A&W Root Beer display at your neighborhood Safeway store, and therein you shall find weekday Tacoma Dome Boat Show discount coupons.
Do people use coupons? Have you ever used them?
Sure.
Do you know what's weird? Crow's mother is like Miss Thrift, right? She cuts coupons out and... She keeps a log. She keeps a book for the past 17 years, of how much money she's saved with her coupons.
Now, what's it up to?
I don't know. We could call her right now, and she could tell
you.
Boom.
Is she up?
She might
because
be.
Because I sure would love to know.
Well, she'd love to tell you.
I'm dying to know.
She would love to tell you.
Return to directory assistance by pressing 0. Repeat.
I'm trying to get a hold of.
5.
Okay, I'm trying to hold it. Well, she will be.
4.
Well, obviously.
6, yeah. 5.
She will be once I get done with her. And she may rip me. She may rip me hard. Ma and I always, we always had a good relationship.
Well, she wanted you as a daughter-in-law, didn't she? Was she ever sad about that, or was she relieved somehow?
She was displeased. She did not want me a daughter-in-law at the time, however, just after the fact when she saw the other trash that Gary had been bringing home repeatedly.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah. But I am going to try.
Voice mailbox for.
What is that? How can that be? That Ma would not have a voice mailbox that
Crow
would cost money.
Crow drag home a few sour ones.
Oh,
hey, Ma, how do you like this one?
Yeah. Oh,
get that one out of here, Gary.
Get
that
Robin
one back. Get that one back over to Kennewick where she belongs.
Good criminy. Hang on.
Come on, baby. It's a phone number.
I
you
know.
Can do this.
Well, you know, it's...
You can do it. 509.
I'm trying, but it won't hang up the last time.
Just take it easy.
Oh, see what I mean? It will not hang up.
Well, here, let me see if I can hang it up for you. There. There you go. It's okay. It's just phone. See? One number at a time. There you go. Now you've misdialed.
Probably.
Wasn't that easy?
Now, Ma could really get mad here.
Well, I'm ready for it.
I always think she gets up early.
I'm ready for action.
Why don't you talk to her? That way she'll get mad at you first.
I think she would be up. Yeah, I'll talk to her. Oh, boy. Three rings isn't good, is
it? That is not good for Ma.
No.
Because Ma, get on that. Hello, Gary? Yeah. This is
Gary,
good.
Gary, everything okay, Gary?
Hello.
Ma, are you sleeping?
Yeah. Ma.
Hello? Hi?
Ma.
Yeah?
Are you sleeping?
Well, I don't think I was. I think I was kind of listening to the news.
Hi, Ma. It's
Hi.
Robin and Maynard in Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, from the same radio station that features Gary Crow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How are y'all doing?
Ma, we were talking about coupons.
Coupons? Yeah.
Yeah. You say coupon.
I just went through some this morning.
You just went through some already.
Yeah,
and I was saying that you were the queen of coupons.
Yeah, I got a bunch.
Yeah, already
Gary brings me over those things from the Sunday's paper.
Mm-hmm. Right. You have always been a coupon collector and user. Almost an abuser, if I may say so.
I use them faithfully. I saved over $200 last year in using coupons.
Well, I was telling John that you keep a running log on how much money you've spent and saved, right?
I write down every day what I spend. And then I put down my coupon money, and then I put it away, and then at the end of the year, I kind of keep track of it. I saved over $200 last year.
Do you have a new favorite product?
New favorite?
Mm-hmm. Like mine's the Gillette Mach 3, or actually now the Gillette Venus Razor. I'd use a coupon for that.
Oh, I've got an electric razor.
Oh, Ma, you can't.
Years ago
yeah,
for
but Ma, you can't get a close
electric.
Shave with an electric razor.
Yeah.
You got stubble. I'm telling you, Ma, you got stubble. And stubble is what? Trouble? I believe it is.
Well, I don't shave my legs that much.
Oh, Ma!
Well, why should I? Because
you want to show off your sexy gams and your mini skirts.
No, I've got fat legs, so I just keep them covered up.
Well, Ma, when you slide into those sweet sheets at night, don't you hate that roughage?
No.
No. No. What is the best coupon out there right now? What's the best for your value?
$1 off on Hales Brothers Coffee or MJB Coffee.
Oh, Mom, I would love to be behind you in the checkout line. That probably drives people mad.
She's fast.
I saved $3 and something yesterday in coupon money when I went to the store.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Have a good morning in Richland.
Okay, well,
By the way, don't forget, your lucky number today is 2.
Who said so?
Maynard.
I do.
How do you know?
I have a vision. I'm getting a vision, Ma.
No, he always sees number two. All right.
That.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay. See, that could have been your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead, I got perhaps the finest mother-in-law in the land.
Yeah, you did.
I did, really. I mean, I lucked out. A lot of women are bitching about that, but this woman is aces. Isn't that right, Jean?
Jean.
Jeannie, yeah.
Jeannie, yeah.
Yeah, Jeannie Gruntner.
Had the pleasure of meeting Bo Roberts one time. And just about came out of her skin when Roberts, boom, let her have it with about 11 hot ones right in a row. Just, oh my. Do all disc jockeys speak like that? Yes, they do.
Hi, Rick Jones here, and you know I like this Robin and Maynard crap as much as the next guy. And that's why I'm ducking in here with a sponsorship phone number. 1-800-DIVORCE connects you to Goldberg Jones. Okay.
Outstanding.
She did not want me a daughter-in-law at the time, however, just after the fact when she saw the other trash that Gary had been bringing home repeatedly.